Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spending a few minutes now with Christina Castagnola, who is the Division III Field Hockey Player of the Year, Rowan University star. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So we were talking a little bit about this off the air. How did this hit you? How did you find out? Did you know you were in the running?
Yeah, so the National Player of the Year is selected through the Regional Players of the Year. So once I received the honor of Regional Player of the Year, I knew I was in the running. I just couldn't believe they picked me. But I found out yesterday around like 11:30, 12-ish, my coach had me come in, said that she needed to have a meeting with me. I was like, okay. And then I ended up walking into like our media room, which had like our athletic director, our sports information director, and a bunch of other support staff. And they just were like, hey, we need to tell you something. And they told me I got it. And I mean, I was ecstatic. I couldn't believe it.
How long did it take, or has it completely set in? Like, does it seem kind of surreal still?
Yeah, like very surreal. They told me and like I felt all the emotions right away. And then I just feel like it's not real. Like, I can't believe it. Like, I feel like someone keeps saying it to me, and like every person I've seen has congratulated me. And I'm like, are they sure they picked me?
You mentioned you were named Regional Player of the Year. It doesn't sound like you kind of, you know, game theoried in your head like, wow, I got a shot at this. Like, this could really happen. Or did you kind of, you know, think about, well, that would be pretty cool if I got that?
Yeah. I mean, of course, once I got Regional Player of the Year, the first thing I thought of was, I mean, hey, like now I have a real shot. And I last year was also named Regional Player of the Year. And I thought the same thing. But at the time, I was like, I don't think I'm going to get it. But it'd be cool if I did. And then this year, I looked at the other girls that got it, and I was just thinking to myself, I mean, it's a great group of just stellar athletes, but I was like, I think I have a chance. But you never want to get your hopes up, because I mean, at the end of the day, like, you don't know. So I just kind of was trying to keep it cool and was like, I think I have a chance. And again, like, if I get it, that'd be great. And I mean, I'm just so happy I did.
How do you, and I mean, I know it just got over a little while ago, but how do you look back on your career? I mean, you've got this, you're all over the Rowan record book, all-time leading scorer. I think you only lost 11 games during your college career at Rowan, three times in the national semifinals. Like, how do you look back at your career?
I mean, I look back and I just have a smile on my face. I mean, you can see it right now. I'm just so grateful. I think back to like all the people I've played with and all the coaches I've had and the different people who've been supporting me throughout the years. And I'm just so grateful and like honored to be a part of a program like this, because I don't get to be what I am without the people that were around me supporting me. And that includes my teammates, the coaches, the support staff at Rowan, and my family, of course. I mean, they're number one supporters I've ever had in my entire life. And they've always been there. And it really just, it's just all I can ever think is that this is going to be like the best memories that I'm going to tell my kids about. And I'm going to talk to whoever who's willing to listen, because I could never say enough good things about Roth.
Was field hockey always your number one sport growing up, or were you playing all kinds of things and then kind of eventually field hockey rose to the top?
Yeah, I was playing a bunch of things. I think my parents put me in every sport when I was a little kid because if there was something to do athletically, I was willing to do it. I did tennis. I did ice skating, gymnastics, soccer, softball, lacrosse, field hockey, of course. And then at the end, it was like a tight race between field hockey and soccer because I loved both. And I'd said this to my coaches, how crazy it is. It was last second I got cut from the soccer team. And it was the only reason I picked up field hockey in middle school. I was like, all right, I'll just pick up the stick and ball. And like, why not? Let's try it. And it's been history ever since.
What makes you so good? No, you have to. You can be as humble as you want, but you don't reach the levels you've reached and the success you've had. You must realize what gears you have that other players don't, or what skills you have that make life difficult for everyone else.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you have to talk about yourself, but I think I know. I mean, deep down, I mean, every day I eat, sleep, breathed field hockey because I just wanted to be the best I could possibly be. I mean, I was working out twice a day and I was making sure I was doing little stick skills in my room if I couldn't get outside or I was getting to a field. I was playing in whatever pickup games you could play, going out to Villanova's field and playing on Astro, or playing out at this local turf field by my house that was also hosting games, for me to just be able to play all the time. And I think also a big thing is that I'm also a coach. I coach at the club level, and being able to see the game from that angle changed my perspective on like how I would play, because now I could see the things that I was doing wrong. And it would kind of funny because I was telling my coach, I would see what she would get frustrated at when I would coach my club kids. And I was like, okay, I need to stop doing that and make the fix. And I could see how the fix could be done. And I think when I started coaching, it really elevated my game like to a whole other level. Because again, you're getting such a different perspective of the game.
You've had so much success throughout your career. It had to be a certain point in your career. Like you mentioned, you were a regional player of the year last year. So this season, your name is at the top of everybody's whiteboard and circled. And basically, we can't let her beat us, but you did constantly. Did you notice that in your playing over your career, where it went from you were having some success and able to do what you want to do to, okay, this team is obviously not going to let me do this, so I have to adjust? Like, and how much fun was it being able to beat teams when they were obviously putting so much attention into stopping you?
Yeah, I mean, I think about my first year and how much I was kind of a nobody when I was at Rowan, because I wasn't the person you needed to mark. There were girls around me who were way better. And I think about those games where I just was able to like do freely what I wanted to do on the field. And yes, I had one defender, but I wasn't having what I did this year and last year, where three or four girls were coming on to mark me. And there were some games this year where I'd have a double mark the whole game. And I think because of the way my attitude was about it, and my coaches said it was funny and good, I like welcomed it. I loved it. It was great. It's such a, like, I take it as like a compliment that someone feels the need that they have to put two people on me to mark me, or that four girls feel the need to like crash in on me to play defense when I'm coming up the field. And I just think it's fun. I love the challenge. And so it was always a fun game. I mean, of course, I love when I have all the space in the world and there's no one on me, but I mean, it's field hockey. I love the aggressiveness of it. And I love the idea that they needed two people on me to hopefully keep the game close. But of course, I mean, along with, if you marked me, my other teammates were obviously open, and it just made the game so fun.
Yeah, it had to be incredibly satisfying to be able to score. Like, I can only imagine the frustration on the other sideline, you know, when you mentioned four people crashing on you, double mark the whole game, and you would still not just win the game, but you would do what they were absolutely trying to prevent you from doing. I can think of few things that are probably more satisfying than that.
Yeah, no, for sure. I can even like, some of the things I remember is like coaches yelling like from the opposing teams on the sidelines, be like, what are you doing? But no, it was a lot of fun. And it's something I'm definitely going to miss, not just being double marked, but just like all those fun challenges you get to have like day in and day out at practice and in those games.
Yeah, to that point, has it kind of hit you that the career's come to a close, or you're still talking field hockey? I mean, I'm sure you'll probably still coach, but like, you know, does it feel like your rowing career is done yet, or not quite really?
I think if I had ended last year how I originally intended to, I think I would have regretted it and felt very unfinished. And I know this year we didn't win the national championship like we had hoped to, but it feels settled. It feels complete. I don't think there was much more I could have done. And I know that. I mean, of course, on that day that we lost the game or the days following, like I couldn't come to terms with it. But now it feels complete. I mean, I'm going to miss the sport of field hockey so much, playing at such this high level, because this is as high as it gets besides the Olympic level. And you're not going to get to play like that ever again. You really aren't. And it's something I'll miss, but I'll definitely feel like it will be in my life forever. So it doesn't feel like I'm saying goodbye. It just feels like I'm moving on to like the next chapter, which, like you said, I'm going to be coaching. I'm going to play in a couple adult leagues, of course, because I'll never put my stick down. But no, it feels like it's all complete. Like it's all good.
Would you like coaching to become your focus, or do you think it will always be something you kind of do, you know, coach a club team kind of on the side with whatever career you're pursuing? Or do you think you could see yourself going all in on the coaching?
Definitely going all in on the coaching. I knew it the second I transferred to Rowan. I told my head coach, I said, I think I want to be a head coach for field hockey in college. And she's helped me and supported me ever since. So it's definitely, that's the end goal. I am actually hopefully going to start the job search soon. But at least this spring, I'm going to be a volunteer assistant at Rowan, which is nice because it feels like I can kind of give back a little bit to the program that gave so much to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.